The high-profile visit, Mr. Mubarak's first to the White House in 5 years, and his third meeting with President Obama in less than 3 months, marked his return as an active mediator in the peace process. But British journalist Ian Williams says the Egyptian president faces serious political obstacles in his new role.
The Arab point of view is the Israelis have already promised to stop settlement building, so they shouldn't get any concessions until they actually do. Mubarak is in a difficult position. He wants to accommodate the United States. Egypt gets $2 billion a year aid from the U.S. Mubarak's other problem is the peace treaty with Israel isn't actually that popular amongst the Arab masses in Egypt. Mubarak happens to agree with the Israelis about the threat of Iran because he sees militant Islam as something that could actually overthrow him. The Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt has been persecuted for many years because the government thinks that they're a threat.
In fact, Mr. Williams notes, there were demonstrations outside the White House, even as the two presidents were meeting, protesting Mr. Mubarak's record on civil rights, the lack of free and fair elections in Egypt, and his government's persecution of political opponents and journalists. Arab journalist Nadir Bilbasi, senior correspondent with the Middle East Broadcasting Center, covered Mr. Mubarak's visit to Washington. Ms. Bilbasi was also at a press conference led by Saad Eddine Ibrahim, Egypt's most prominent civil rights activist. She says President Obama faces a complex set of choices because Washington needs the Egyptian leader's mediation on several fronts, between Israel and the Palestinians and between Fatah in the West Bank and Hamas in Gaza. Yet at home, Ms. Bilbasi says, Mr. Mubarak is regarded as an autocrat.
When the president visited Egypt and he gave that speech in Cairo, he described President Mubarak as a force of stability in the region. And I think this administration calculates on regimes that can help them solve other problems as opposed to be confrontational with them and demanding human rights or democracy. Egypt is very important for the administration when it comes to negotiation between Fatah and Hamas. They probably buy into the idea that it's better to have stability with known regimes like the Egyptian one as opposed to have free and fair election where unknown number of parties, including the Muslim Brotherhood, might come to power.
Middle East analyst and Georgetown University professor Robert Lieber says the current Israeli government and the Mubarak government have developed a pragmatic and effective working relationship. He notes that Israel relies on the Egyptian president.
The peace between Egypt and Israel, which has held for 30 years, is a cold peace, not a warm peace. Nonetheless, the Egyptians have been acting as the most important intermediary in the region. They work quite effectively with the United States over the years, despite considerable differences about democratization. The Egyptian role remains unique.
But Robert Lieber says that doesn't mean Israelis think that President Mubarak will ultimately prove successful in brokering a settlement.
If there is any progress to be made at all, it is likely that Egypt will be the intermediary. The other part of this, though, which is somewhat contradictory, in practical terms, the prospects for a major agreement between Israel and the Palestinians are very poor. For any kind of serious peace agreement to take place, you need strong leadership on the opposite side because compromises need to be made, and each side needs to know that if it makes concessions and compromises, the other side will live up to its agreement. Palestinian leadership has to speak frankly to its own people. They can have a state alongside Israel living in peace, but they can't have a state in place of Israel, nor can they have a state if they wish to continue the conflict.
Robert Lieber says there are alternatives to a comprehensive peace accord, such as a ceasefire and the improvement of living conditions for Palestinians.
You have the potential for an ultimate agreement, but the prospects for reaching something like this in the near term are not good. The best you can do is to try to achieve what the Netanyahu administration has been arguing and has been set forth by Israel's new ambassador to the United States, Michael Oren. Major steps are being taken to improve the economy, the living standards, to reduce roadblocks, to improve the conditions of life for Palestinians on the West Bank, including security. Those are the things that are more promising in the short run.
In fact, President Obama told reporters at the White House he saw movement in the right direction, referring to reports that Israel is moving to halt new housing projects in the West Bank. But he stressed that all parties, Israelis, Palestinians, and Arab states, need to take concrete steps to restart serious negotiations. For International Press Club, I'm Judith Latham.